All right, Keith, you obviously went into this race with a plan. And what was that plan? Other than to win the race, what was the plan?
Didn't get anything there.
Well, I was going to ride for a while and ride behind some guys. But when the pace was so slow in the beginning, the few guys that I did pass was made it fairly easy to get by them. And I didn't think Lavery really wanted to lead the race, so I took it from him and said, sure, I'll lead. And set a pace that I thought wasn't too fast, but obviously enough to stay out front. And when we got to halfway, we got that bonus. Pretty happy about that. And then figured 10 laps at a time from here, we'll see what we got for him. And I think we would have had something for him if we didn't have a fuel pickup issue there that took us out of the race.
Something a little different for you. Out front and cutting through traffic in and out, that must have been adventurous.
It's a lot of fun, actually. I was having fun out there, and that's what it's all about. I had a premonition that we might not make it to the end, being a new car, and we weren't sure on the fuel mileage. Thought we might run out toward the end of the race. So to lead a lot of laps and just let them know we were here and make some noise, that's what we wanted to do this weekend. We had a rough season, should have won a bunch of races, and it didn't happen. So this kind of makes up for it.
Yeah, you got a ton of laps. You got a lot of lap money, too.
Yeah, well, they did it a little different this year with the, you know, going to other spots and stuff. But I want to thank Nicotra for putting up arranging some lap money and the sponsors you got on board to do that 110, 120, 130 thing. That was pretty cool, and the halfway bonus was cool, too.
What point did you know something was up and you had a problem? It was you were just about ready to get into lap traffic. And the two car, you know, of course he was behind you, but he was closing in a little bit. Were you having a problem before that point?
About three laps before it happened, I felt it sputter and figured we'd probably be in trouble. And, you know, at that point, you just kind of ride it until it gets real bad. And then obviously I had to come in for fuel. We thought we were out of fuel. I thought we were like way off on the fuel mileage or something. And these guys were up till 1:30 in the morning getting this side cell in the car. And, of course, this is a new car, never run Classic before, so it was a new, you had to mount the whole side cell, run all the fuel lines and everything. And I left the shop to come over here and watch the ISMA race last night. But they were out till about 2 in the morning. Appreciate all the help and from the crew. And glad I could get some of that lap money and give a little bit back to Chris. He spent so much money this year and so much time to put this deal together and put a good effort out here at Oswego, and even though we didn't get a win this year, we're pleased with our season.
There's a fuel pickup problem with the side cell or just like something internal?
You'd have to ask the crew. They told me it was a fuel pickup issue. I'm not sure exactly what.
How would you sum up the overall 2016 season?
I'm just disappointed we didn't get a win, but got a few seconds and or one second, one third, and wanted to win one this year. Thought we should have won a couple. Disappointed about that, but I'm happy with today. You know, if we would have ran out with like two to go, I'd probably be really upset right now. But I like I say, I wasn't sure we were going to make it to the end, so it was nice to get out there and lead laps and let them all know we were here.
Yeah, that last name. I don't ever bring this up with you, but that last name, it was nice to see that at the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, I would like to win it for Jimmy and the family.
Keith, who do you have to thank for your season this year?
Chris Osetic, Brian Osetic, my dad, John Coe, Cam's Pizzeria, and our fans, my girlfriend Kelly. Anybody who supports us up here, appreciate everybody who roots for us.